Proclamation number 5898 of 9th of March, 1954. The kingdom of heaven suffers force. My yoke is gentle. I only ask little of you, and yet you will have to use force in order to attain the kingdom of heaven, because you are still far away from me and thus also from my kingdom due to your wrongly directed love, which you first have to overcome, i.e., judge correctly. And this requires you to use force. You have to fight against yourselves. You have to suppress the desires within you which only apply to the world, to the kingdom which belongs to my adversary. I only require of you a right love. But because you are still badly entangled in the earthly world, you find it difficult to muster this right love, to transform yourselves such that you only feel love for me, for the spiritual kingdom. For you have to overcome your selfish love and move in completely unselfish love. Only then will your love be the right one which brings you closer to me and which also earns you the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who lives in love will find it exceedingly easy to fulfill my desire, and the burden I impose on him will be light and the yoke gentle. But anyone who loves himself more than his neighbor first has to use force, and he usually lacks the will and also the strength to do so. Unless he calls upon Jesus Christ to help him. Alone he is weak, and the world with its attractions weakens his will more and more. He is unable to detach himself. He considers my commandments of love unfulfillable, and then he often lies to himself by believing to be of service to me when he fulfills commandments which were given to him humanly and puts my commandments of love for God and his neighbor second. For all those who cannot detach themselves from the world and matter, it will be and remain a struggle. They will have to use force in order to enter my kingdom, although my will, my commandments of love, truly only requires little from you. Only a loving heart which is willing to sacrifice for the other. But as soon as your eyes are spiritually directed, it will be easy for you. And therefore you humans should first consider the impermanence of what you desire and mentally deal with the time ahead of you when everything earthly will be taken away from you. Then your eyes will be more spiritually directed, and then you will gladly and easily do without in favor of your fellow human beings, for then you will also receive strength from the kingdom towards which you turn your eyes. You will not lose anything if you give up earthly goods, but you will only gain, and you will have to use force at the same time. But the kingdom of heaven is certain for you. And you will praise and glorify me because of my easy commandment, which is difficult for you to fulfill as long as you love yourselves more than me and your neighbor. But my word is also true, my yoke is easy and my burden light. Because I stand by you with my strength as long as you are willing to keep my commandments. Amen.